Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
We've got Miles Russell Cook, who is the Senior Curator of the Australian and First Nations Art at the NGV. Welcome to the show, Miles.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. Now, Miles, we do want you to give us an overview, but before we do, just to start things off, we would like a little bit of background on you, if that's all right, just so our listeners can put things into context and see what you're all about as well, Miles. So how did you get started, NGV, within the arts and curating?
Yeah. Well, look, I've been at the NGV for just under 8 years now, and I actually started about 2 months before the first triennial.
Wow.
So this is my third triennial, and I think it's the most exciting. But, yeah, no, my background is I started out in photography, and then I worked at Swinburne University as a lecturer in design anthropology for a few years before going to Melbourne Museum as an assistant curator and then making my way to NGV. And I'm currently here and, yes, looking after Australian and First Nations.
And I know there's a lot... there's a lot to talk about and I don't want to gloss over it, but you just said divine anthropology? Did you say that?
Yeah, design anthropology.
Oh, design anthropology. Okay, sorry. I thought you said divine. And I'm thinking to myself, my God, what does that mean?
Design anthropology is divine anthropology.
Boom, boom, boom.
It was so, really looking at design through an anthropological sort of research lens.
Right. Yeah. Now, Miles, it's such an exciting time. Neil and myself were at the media launch on Friday. Spectacular. It's so good. You know, like the NGV keeps on outdoing themselves. And this exhibition is, it's just extraordinary. Tell our listeners a little bit about what is it?
Well, I'm here today, which is probably why you can hear the music in the background. So the triennial happens every 3 years.
Yep.
And it's the largest showcase of contemporary art, design and architecture in the Southern Hemisphere. And it is really it's the NGV Christmas, if you ask me. It's the moment where we bring together all of the things we are so excited about. And it's a completely free exhibition, takes over all three floors of the NGV. And it's an amazing opportunity to bring works into the collection, to highlight emerging and senior artists, and really just celebrate creativity in all of its forms.
Mm. And there are so many people from overseas here are present, a lot of the artists and collaborators. But there's only a few of them, but there's so many. Over 120 plus pieces and exhibitions. And you specialise in Australian First Nation art. Give us a bit of a background on what you've been involved in for this exhibition.
Well, look, my collection area that I look after is Australian and First Nations, but the triennial is a big melting pot where no one sticks to their lane. Inside the lines, we all look after all different things. So it's a kind of beautiful opportunity for people to work outside of their area. And yeah, just like any idea is a good idea, and any good idea is a good idea. And it doesn't matter where it comes from. So, yeah, the triennial is a big, fun moment for us all.
Yeah, but the interesting thing, Miles, is how the hell do you can't find some of these people? You know, like, you must be searching for years, which I know that's what happens, but there are so many unique exhibitions here or pieces of art that you just sort of shake your head and go, where do they find them? How do they discover that?
Look, there's no one answer to that question, because everything from, attending conferences, art fairs, to TikTok, Instagram, it doesn't really matter, just word of mouth. People come from all different parts of the world and all different, we find them in all different ways. What matters is kind of finding people who are just doing something new and exciting and innovative. And the thing the triennial can do that no other exhibition does is that we can take someone's practice and give them a platform and an opportunity to just take it to the next level.
Yeah.
And so you've got artists working at a scale that they've never worked at before, and yeah, it's very exciting.
Now there's one I know that both Neil and myself really liked it, and we're not talking to the artist today, but I just want to mention it because it's so unique, because it's using a piece of art that's brand new, but along with some of the art on the walls that's part of the NGV's collection. And I'm talking about the amazing, huge carpet that is the weather map.
Oh, isn't it gorgeous?
Oh, my gosh.
So the installation is just divine. But that's just one of a number of examples of artists who really respond to the permanent collection. And one of the things I love most about Tranial is it gets people up into spaces of the permanent collection that they might not otherwise go to. You know, just the room past that, you've got a fantastic OPM in front of the Tiepolo. One room down, you've got Yoko Ono's beautiful portrait, you know, I Love Mummy. This is all about getting people into parts of the collection where they can see new things, but they can also see collection presented in a new way.
And actually, Miles, I was going to ask you, obviously a lot of planning goes into something like the Triennial, and like you say, you don't all stick to your own lane. So can you just sort of just walk us through a little bit about how does all this actually start? I mean, obviously there's a lot, you know, it starts a long time ago, but, you know, what is actually involved? Is there's a lot of, like you say, besides researching and understanding what's going on, actually how do you put it all together, basically? I know that's a big question.
Well, it's all hands on deck.
Yeah.
So, no, it's a good question. It's all hands on deck. We have a curatorium, which is about, usually like 15 to 20 curators who all put forward ideas. We workshop them, and sometimes you find a work, and then that work, you work backwards from that. Sometimes you find an artist, and then you pitch an idea. Sometimes it's just something that was available that we had purchased that we put in the Triennial. It's pretty much every way you can possibly imagine bringing work into the collection is open. It's all about the ideas. That's the main thing.
Is there been anything, Miles, that you thought, oh, this is perfect for it, and it got rejected? You know, like, did you go home that night going, I'm really pissed off I didn't get that in?
Oh, look, probably. Not that I can think of right now, but we're already working on the next Triennial, and we're even talking about things for the Triennial after.
Wow.
So it's not, we work a long way into the future, and something I love about this one is that we've been able to bring artists out of the woodwork from all aspects of creative practice. Like an artist who I particularly am excited to share, Smack McKrenna, who is a Gold Coast-born, LA-based TikTok artist.
Yeah, we're chatting to her next, yes.
Oh, my God, you are amazing. So someone like that, exhibiting alongside Yoko Ono, like, hello, that's what this show does.
Mm.
It brings people from all parts of the world, from all different practices, and it just puts them on this amazing stage.
Yeah. Now, some of the indigenous pieces, there was this one huge room with the fishing nets, the woven fishing nets, and the women that made it were all there. There were about six or seven of them. And,
so there's six of the 13,
Right. And how special is that?
Oh, I mean, that is a perfect example of what the Triennial can do, because that's 13 artists working over 2 years to produce the largest ever weaving commission made in Australia, 100 metres long, entirely out of pandanus, 6,000 pandanus trees. I cannot comprehend how long the collecting, the dyeing, the digging and the weaving to make a work like that is. But that's what the Triennial can do. You can go to an art centre or an artist or a community and say, we've got this platform, we've got a budget, let's see what could be done at a scale that you've never worked at before. And to me, that is like a perfect example of just what happens when you invest in artists.
Yeah, and I also love in the moat out the front is an eel catching of net that's sitting on the water. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so that's by Auntie Kim Wandon, who is a Wurundjeri Woiwurrung artist. And so it's the first public sculpture at NGV by an artist who's ancestrally connected to the lands on which the NGV is built. It's a permanent sculpture. It will stay in the front of the NGV for at least 5 years before moving into the public precinct. And she made about a metre and a half long eel track out of native grass. which was then 3D scanned. We worked with Sculpture Co., a Melbourne-based foundry, who scanned it and then created a mold with her and supersized it, and it's now this stunning 8-meter wide and long eel trap. It's called Iyuk Bagus Gunga, which in Woiwurrung language means eel women catch, and it is such a beautiful way of talking about the importance of the eels as an incredible totemic animal and a sign of seasonal change in Melbourne, and just Wurundjeri custodianship of country.
Yeah, absolutely. And you see, the thing is that I was not aware of, I don't know about Neil, that was the sort of way you catch eels back in the day. I loved it. It was, and so therefore it was a bit of a lesson. I learned something as well.
Well, and I hope that many works in the show do that, because even the sort of silly works, you know, Maurizio Catalan's banana or Ryan Gander's animatronic mouse or the big Shrigley thumb, they've all got an amazing story behind them.
Yeah.
And often the story is quite profound or quite dark in some instances, but that's what art can do. It's a soft entry into really tough conversations.
Yeah.
Sorry, Miles, just very quickly also, just can you maybe just also just explain to us those three thematic sort of pillars that go around this exhibition?
Yes. So magic, matter, and memory are the three thematic pillars of the exhibition. But I've got to be honest, like many of the works sit, they don't delineate in any obvious way. They sit outside of the theme. There are things that sit within our thematic of magic that could sit within matter or memory, and it's just an easy way for us to create some level of structure around the show, which is a behemoth, but they do help to kind of elicit a reading of the work that gives you some sense of kind of understanding how these works come together or commit together. But everything in the show is kind of unique in its own way as well.
Yeah.
I would say the thematics work particularly well in the book, because if you get the catalogue, which is stunning, you can really understand how the thematics kind of tie together.
And also, right at the end, people, we won't give too much away, but it's one of the smallest pieces in the exhibition that talks to you, and it is the most cutest thing, and that's all I'm going to say.
Don't walk past it, exactly.
I remember when I saw that, and I don't know if I'm allowed to say anything, but maybe I can say, look, All right. I was asked, how big is it, by some of my colleagues, because they'd only seen photos, and I said, well, it's mouse sized. And it is. It's mouse sized.
It's a mouse. A mouse. Exactly. Yeah, sticky. And you look like somebody has been sweeping up and they forgot to pick up the last little bit. But it's the mouse actually, you know, working its way through into that little hole. And it's so cute, people. You've got to see it. It's wonderful.
But so dark. The more you listen to it, it's Ryan Gander is the artist, and it's his daughter's voice, and you just get down on your knees and you listen to this mouse talk secrets of the universe. It's spectacular.
And he's a funny guy, because he was there the other day. He's a very funny guy. Miles, congratulations, and please pass it on to other curators, which we will be talking with one or two others. You guys have done such a wonderful job. It must be so exciting for you right now.
Oh, look, thank you so much for having me. And please, everyone, come down. And also, happy birthday to Joy.
Yay, 30 years. Yay.
Amazing.
Thanks so much, Miles.
Thank you so much, Miles.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks very much. We've been talking to Miles Russell-Cook, Senior Curator at the Australian First Nations Art at the NGV, about the Triennial. You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.